Next week, for the first time in American history, a former president is scheduled to appear in court to face criminal charges. Donald Trump will hear the details of the charges the Manhattan District Attorney has filed against him. He's expected to be fingerprinted and pose for a mugshot, too. All of this is new territory. America's reactions to it, though, well, that feels pretty familiar.
Wow. There is justice. It really does exist.
I think it's just nonsense. I really do. Because he's Republican, the media hates Republicans. A lot of the country hates Republicans. And it would be nice if they would show the same fairness to Democrats when they do something wrong.
He's constantly playing with fire and thinks he can get away with it. He pays people off. He threatens people. He bullies people. He lies to people. He lies some more. He hires lawyers to lie. And he gets away with it. And not this time.
The law should be applied fairly. And if he is innocent, he'll get his day in court.
Nobody's above the law in the end. So if he did the wrong deeds, he should face the law and pay the price.
I couldn't believe that such a travesty of justice was occurring in America. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I guess my concern is how much it divides the country, rightfully or wrongfully.
Those voices from New Jersey, Florida, and here in Washington, D.C. show how Donald Trump still animates his large base of supporters and still angers millions of others. You have heard this before, and you will hear it again before Trump likely appears in court Tuesday.